Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. Talk about, for those who aren't aware of this book, talk about even the catalyst for you, that moment that you just knew you were supposed to write this book, and why.
Well, really, there was a catalyst in terms of a single moment, but really over the last number of years, as I travel around the country and world and minister every Sunday to 10,000 people in our three services here at the Brooklyn Tabernacle, you see that as you talk to people, the forgotten member of the Trinity is the Holy Spirit. We have a lot about Creator God and God the Father, theology, the study of God. We have more books written about Jesus, and rightly so, than anyone who ever walked on planet Earth. But there's so many fewer books about God the Holy Spirit and the third member of the Trinity, who is as equal with the Father and the Son. And there's a number of reasons for that, which we don't want to talk about, but he's just forgotten. And because he's forgotten, we really lose out, because as the Father sent the Son to come to earth and accomplish his mission, which was primarily to give his life and shed his blood as a sacrifice for our sins on that cross, he then, after 40 days, after being resurrected, he went back to heaven, and he said, "It's good for you that I go," which none of the disciples believe. "It's good for you that I go, because unless I go, I can't send the Holy Spirit." So let's look at this. The Father sent the Son. He did what he was called to do. And then the Son sent the Spirit. And he said, it's better to have Spirit living inside of you, invisibly ministering in the earth, than it is to have physical Jesus on earth. The only agent God has on earth is the Holy Spirit. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, and even when the Bible says Christ is there present where two or three are gathered, it's the Holy Spirit who is representing him to all of us. So as Samuel Chadwick, the great Methodist preacher of 100-something years ago, said, Christianity is hopeless without the Holy Spirit.
You think about when he says, greater things you will do than these. It's like, it's brilliant when you think about it. He deposits his Spirit into us. There's many of us. We're far and wide. Would you say it's specifically or mainly because of sensationalism and bad teaching that we are throwing the baby out with the bathwater, for lack of a better phrase?
Yeah, I think that has a lot to do with it. For people who are all wrapped up with, we're going to teach our way out of our problems in Christendom, or just by mere instructions or human talent, we're going to grow the Church of Jesus. Without the Spirit, we're not going to have the kind of Christianity that we see in the book of Acts. And I think a lot of it has to do with, first of all, in certain circles, not much teaching about the Holy Spirit, because people get afraid of fanaticism, emotionalism, people acting spooky and weird and all that unbiblical. But the Holy Spirit will never contradict the book that he wrote. So that's why we can judge everything that's supposedly done in the name of the Spirit. Does it line up with the Bible? He's never going to contradict what he wrote.